All right, my name is Matt Wolf. This is experimental part two. We had part one, what was that, in April? Late April. It went so well, we thought we'd do it again. So, this is going to be largely improvised. Let me introduce the people involved. We have poets here. Behind me is Dequa Grinston. We have Cleveland Wall, Chad Frame, Burton Staley. Painting up there is Egidio Galgano. I can't wait to see what's happening there. he brought a different style than the last painter. I'm loving it. And we have Pink Hex. Pink Hex is comprised of Jack Wright, Joel Cromer, and Jared Balog. And with Pink Hex tonight, we have Dan DeCellis on the keys, and we have Nate Marks. And Nate Marks, what's the description for Nate Marks? Comedian, musician, general, awesome, multi-instrumentalist, and yeah, you'll see. You'll make up your own story. So, anyway. Who's that guy? We don't know that guy. So Earl, what's the story? Can we start and then that get put in, or we can just go? That's Earl. He's our secret weapon, everybody. Okay. So watch that guy, he's a secret weapon. I'm not even sure what he's gonna do. Yeah, that's part of the experiment. It's already started. Just sit back and relax. Like I said, 45 minutes, we'll have a little break then. There's merchandise out front, there's water. And this is part of the Ice House performance, Ice House Tonight series. And sit back and enjoy yourself. Thank you. Unkeep me. It will be the best. best thing you ever did. I'm the girl of your dreams. But dreams vanish when you open your eyes upon the mirrored ceilings, the painting swaying, candles lost their heat. In fact, nothing in this room sways anymore. Let's slither out the door together in someplace distant. Uncannily connected and alone.
Yesterday was Friday the 13th, unlucky day, but I had my unlucky day 2 weeks ago. I was out in the backyard with my newly sharpened electric hedge trimmer. Yes. And with the last swing of the hedge trimmer, I chopped off the top of my finger. Oh shit, emergency room. I jump in the car, I drive, I get to the toll bridge. I stop, I can't get my wallet out, there's blood going all over the car. I unbuckle my seatbelt, I pull out my wallet, I pay the toll, I pull out again, buckle my seatbelt, and I see a New Jersey State Trooper, and he's waving me over. Yes. He said, you know why I pulled you over? I said, no, I don't know why he pulled me over. And he said, I have a picture of you back there at the toll, not wearing your seatbelt. I explained to him, I chopped off the top of my finger and I was having trouble getting my wallet out. And he said, oh, wait right here. Hurry up. He comes back, tells me to roll down the window. I roll down the window. He throws a ticket in. $50 fine for not wearing a seatbelt. On my way to the hospital, I pull into the hospital parking lot. I park the car. I jump out. I'm heading into the emergency room and I hear a yes. I turn around. Somebody backed into my car. I busted the headlight and the fender and I couldn't get the door open. Finally, I get into the ER. I walk in and yes, the place is packed. It's the beginning of a 3-hour wait. I squeeze in between the people on the bench. And after hour one, I notice the guy sitting next to me is really sick. Deathly ill. I mean, he's got the zombie plague. And he leans over towards me like he's gonna puke. And I move out of the way, and he lets out a blood-curdling cough right in my face. Well, after two more blood-curdling coughs, I say, fuck it, I'm standing up. So I stand up for the next 2 hours. With everybody in the ER going, what's with that guy? I go back and I see the doctor. He fixes up my finger and I go home. I wake up the next morning and yes, I've got a sore throat. I've got a burning chest and I've got a raging fever. And it lasts for 2 weeks, which brings us to tonight. Yeah.
My legacy will stand dark and glossy like a finger, sunk to the last knuckle in your seat of power. A monument to emoluments, lording over you like a ziggurat, bastion of a bronzed aged god. Look upon my works, ye mighty empty pants. Everything I am given is my due, life grabbed unrepentantly by the pussy, yowling and scrabbling claws with my small hand on the scruff of its neck, failing to comprehend the difference between petting and strangling, all the while whispering into its panic-flicked ear, shh, believe me, I know what I'm doing.
Spoken.
Ramon spoke the love from deep inside. Out into the unspeakable silence.
Hey, the stars were right. They see nothing all around us. And then they took the light. Until we see it too. And begin to moan.
Or soul to listen. An experience unto none can compare. For the softest of whisper can sear into realms of altering penetration, feelings of elation, feelings of despair, feelings of fear. By what the soul is willing to hear. So discipline your soul to heed words like mist and seed. Heed words of like seed. As the guardian of your mind can be bound to a whimsical heart, morphing and changing before the soul moves. Focus.
You can't pronounce in a toxic mess. What are safe amounts? Anybody's guess. Something like 5 parts per million? Something like 5 parts per billion? There's barrels in the ground. It's pouring out the stacks. It's clouding air and water. It's clouding up the facts. Pesticide. PCB, DDT, is it killing you? Is it killing me? Herbicide, pesticide, take a deep breath. Suicide, nationwide. Thank you.
Desire in the quotidian, washing dishes like Technicolor drag Glinda, bent over her iridescent soap bubble, the high whine of vacuum and dog whimpers to cover guttural grunts, gray dust puffs jostled from the bag. There is an order to everything, with deep slipped off shoes in their cubbies, monogrammed his and his hand towels draped on their racks, a cascade of disparate throw pillows, all arranged perfectly. What is dirty in me craves to be scrubbed in the cycle of making, unmaking. Only this small disorder, these domesticated beasts rattling chains.
Thank you. hella mad. Hella, hella mad that I am, you know, bound and not free. Gotta be who folks believe me to be. All happy, you know, full of smiles. Like my life has had no trials. Oh, hella mad, these eyes have seen the horrific. But I can't snitch and be specific. So I hold a brain that is morbid. My mind is haunted and my heart is guarded. You see in relations, well, I just feel downright retarded. So the timid character I play, as my true feelings I keep at bay, not for the sake of popularity. But folks are just not ready for my secrets. Trapped by secrets. Trapped by secrets of my past. It's a lie, it's a lie that pain don't last. Trapped by secrets, secrets of my past. Oh, it's a lie that pain doesn't last. So I wanna put things on broadcast. But you know, a snitch, well, is doomed to be an outcast. So I hold my words, leaving the snitching for the birds. Hold my breath until the day of my death, because you know I'm not gonna be hella mad that I'm bound. Gotta be what folks believe me to be. Rocking a persona that others manufactured, while the true me is silenced and fractured. You see, as a young one, my true nature was mutilated. Who I was born to be dissipated with each sip and pop. You know, he slipped his fist, and mama's drinking persists. But she couldn't resist the comfort of the bottle, while his hands wrapped her neck full of growl. I learned to smile when I wanted to cry. I learned to live when I wanted to die. In depression and pain, oh, that's my identity. Helplessly, I came full of jealousy. With all the pleasantries of life had been denied to me. Woe to me, hella mad that I'm bound and not free. Hella mad that I'm bound and not free. Such an emotional drain is driving me insane. I long to disown my life's pain. I want to smile and really mean it. I hope I just keep rolling this tape of fits. I just want to love and want all of me. The good, the bad, just live with me. So I close my ears to the voice of pain. For in life, pain's voice is what it won't let me gain. I relinquish its lock, I take back its key. I'm gonna be who I wanna be. No more mask, no more hiding who I be. One more person will be deciding, and that is me. No more words, no more words to me. For I am walking into my destiny.
Thank you.
cinder. Next time. That'll be fun. So there's restrooms downstairs, there's water.